Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Gabe and Nina on V96.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Shout out to the work hard, be good crew. Especially those people that are out there working hard despite things at their job and the tools that they need not being where they should be.
How many days did it take for this to happen in the new year?
I know it, man. I said, one second. It's like, anyway, we get in the studio, something's not working, and I gotta be the only one to fix it. Anyway, but I'm gonna work hard no matter what, and that's what I'm telling you guys.
Yes. And shout out to everybody that plans to be good today, even before they drink their coffee. That's you, do it.
It is time for the top six at six. And remember, in no particular order.
Number six.
The most important part.
I'll go first today. Guys, happy Three Kings Day.
What is that?
I know. This is why I'm talking about it.
Okay.
This is like one of the biggest celebrations in Latin America, more specifically Puerto Rico. So basically, Dia de los Reyes, what you do is, it's like bigger than Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because so it's basically celebrating when the three kings came and gave their gifts to little baby Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you do, the way the tradition works is you take like a box, you put some like hay in it, maybe some straw, maybe some grass from outside,
mm-hmm.
put it underneath your bed, and then you write like a little list of the things that you want. And then if you were good, the three kings are going to come and give you some candy
uh-huh.
and some toys.
Oh, cool.
And if you're bad, you know how the story goes.
And the hay is still going to be there.
You don't get none of that. But it's actually pretty interesting, you know, growing up as an American Puerto Rican, right, born here in Chicago, we didn't celebrate it much in our family. And I think that's like kind of like what happens in the majority of my people's situations. You don't got, like you're trying to, I don't know, you get removed from your culture a little bit and you don't celebrate it in the same way. Family members are too busy making money to be doing traditions.
Right.
But my sister, she's continued on this tradition with my nephew, Antonio.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
He's 13 now, and they've been doing it every single year. And so today, my sister's actually coming over my house to then begin the tradition with my daughter,
uh-huh.
Whitney. So she's going to come through as the, you know, queen.
Yes, of course.
Or king, with some candy, I think teethers for the baby.
That works as candy.
And then she bought her an extra, not an extra toy, but a toy for specifically for Three Kings Day. So if you're celebrating it and you're out there, Feliz Dia de los Reyes. And if you're not, do some research. Three Kings Day. It's actually something that's really, really cool.
So, another day to celebrate. Let's go.
Shout out to you guys.
Number five.
Some of you may not be celebrating today because you heard the news that there's potentially a Kimye divorce. So listen, I just wanted to clarify, this is what we know, and the divorce is not final. It's not necessarily happening for sure at this time. But if you saw the headlines, what is happening is the two of them have been taking space, they're in counseling, and Kim has lawyered up, and the divorce idea is on the table.
I mean, but it's been on the table for years.
I know,
so
but
this is the boy who cried wolf, our divorce.
It could be. Sources close to Kanye are saying that he really knows that it's coming and he's sad about it, but he's just waiting for him to like send the files.
I don't know. I guess in my head, they've been divorced for years. I mean, you never, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like they're not like doing couple-y things.
No.
When Kim is getting prisoners released from jail, Kanye mm-hmm. isn't there next to him. And when Kanye is visiting with the president, Kim is visiting him separately. So
right.
they're not doing it together. But poor Kanye. Hey, Kanye, if she breaks up with you, I'm available.
Number four.
Number four story. We all love the movie Karate Kid.
Yeah.
But did you know there were a couple of other people that could have been the Karate Kid?
What do you mean? Like Ralph Macchio's role?
Oh, wrong. See, this is on television. It's being messed up. Ross Macho's role?
I was cast very early, but it was like one of those test deals where you're not in yet.
Yeah.
And I remember walking by and seeing Charlie Sheen hanging outside Jerry Weintraub's bungalow. I was like, what's Charlie doing here? Nick Cage, I think. I remember, and Robert Downey Jr.
Oh my gosh, that would have been so weird. Every time you hear that, right?
Yeah.
Like if somebody else could have played the role, I can't see it. You can't unsee Ralph Macchio.
It's a friendly reminder also, Nina, that when something you desperately want doesn't go your way,
yeah,
does not mean life ends.
No.
Robert Downey Jr., which they continued to talk about in that interview, is a bajillionaire.
He's an Iron Man.
And I'm sure he was a little salty he didn't get that role. I'm sure Nicolas Cage would have never made all the movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, things would have been differently, but it's you just got to remember those things, guys. If something doesn't go your way that you actually want, it's okay. You'll be better than the Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Number three.
You can still be a millionaire. Do you watch Cobra Kai? Side note.
No, zero chance.
Great show. Cobra Kai never dies. All right. Do you still have your Christmas tree up?
I think you lose credibility if you say Cobra Kai is a fantastic show.
I really like the show. I do. I really like the show. Season three, I already watched it.
What was the question again?
Do you still have your Christmas tree up?
Yeah. Three Kings Day. Got to keep it up for that.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, yeah. Too. For others of us, it might just be because you were too lazy to take it down, but there is a new cookbook out that's teaching you how to eat your Christmas tree.
Okay.
So this woman from the UK put out a whole bunch of stuff so we're not wasting our trees and just chopping them down, but she's got a Christmas-cured fish that uses a pound of needles for decorating and flavor, which sounds kind of interesting. Also, you can do pickles with it. There's an ice cream flavor with blue spruce needles and ginger. So if you need a little snack, just go ahead and pull a needle off of the tree and take a bite.
Just don't feed it to your dog.
Number two.
They can get splinters.
Yeah.
Number two story today is, apparently, with less people being in the streets, therefore there's less garbage that's being out there, less food that's being discarded. So animals themselves, where that's normally where they would get their food, squirrels specifically, they're becoming a bit ravenous because they need to get this food.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a pack of squirrels that are out here attacking people.
Oh, my God.
To the point where, this one mom is making her daughter bring mace with her everywhere she goes. But it's, attacking people everywhere.
It was so fast. He had his claws out. It's not like he was jumping and jumping away. He was there. Just basically runs up my leg, and I'm like, okay, squirrel, what are you doing? He either bit me or scratched me on my neck, and then I must have, reached over or do something, and next thing I know, it's an MMA cage match, and I'm losing.
Oh, my God, what?
It's an MMA cage match, and I'm losing to a little baby squirrel. So the point is this, guys, be careful out there, because these squirrels are about that life. And the last thing you want to do is have to go to work the next day and be like, I lost the fight to
a squirrel.
Number one.
I can't. Okay. Did you hear the news about Macy's at Watertower Place closing?
No.
So it is. The Macy's at Watertower is closing.
Good.
But this is part of Macy's plan to what they're calling right size their fleet. So they're closing 45 stores this year, and the one at Watertower Place is one of them.
But nobody cares because down the block, there's a big-ass Macy's.
There is one there, too, right?
Nina? Wait. There is one where...
So there's Watertower Place.
Right,
there's another
store.
Right. And there's another one on Michigan?
Yeah.
There's one. Isn't there one?
Right by our job. Yeah. The old Marshall Fields.
Right.
Oh, okay. Marshall Fields is what used to be the house of... Chicago was all thing Marshall Fields. Frangle Mints, all that stuff like that.
Got it.
Macy's came, bought it. We hate Macy's because it's from New York. So Chicagoans are like, screw you, Macy's.
Okay.
Who do you think you are taking over Marshall Fields? So closing a store in Watertown, yeah, whatever.
Okay. Some of my friends were crying about it. They're like, oh, my God. So I just wanted to let you know. But there's still another one, so here we go.
The biggest one. I want to make this very clear. It's like closing a small store with a big box right being next to it. All right, guys. Gabe and Nina, V96. B96. Drizzy Drake will laugh now, cry later. You might be crying later if you get all three of these questions correct. It is time for TBT Throwback Trivia. This is where we ask you a couple of questions to find out how old school you are. And we need you to call up right now if you know the answer to this one. And if you listen to us all the time and heard Wake Up Wars yesterday, then you might know the answer.
Ooh.
20 years ago, in 2001, we saw this Fresh Prince take on the role of boxing legend Muhammad Ali. Mm. He claims that it is his best acting performance of his career.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess I was thinking of other movies that he's been in, and I was like, all right, whatever. Who is the actor that played Muhammad Ali in the 2001 film?
You know who it is. Call 877-591-9696. And then get those two other questions.
All right, guys, call us up right now. TBT is next. Oh, here's a throwback for you. This is B96. Anthony in Mundelein. You ready to play TBT?
Yep. So, yep.
All right, here we go. 20 years ago, in 2001, we saw this Fresh Prince take on the role of boxing legend Muhammad Ali. He claims that it's the best acting performance of his career. Who is the actor that played Muhammad Ali in the film?
I think it was Will Smith.
All right, Anthony.
Did you ever see that movie, Anthony?
I did not. I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah.
I don't think I did either, to be honest. Yeah.
Which one do you do? Do you float like a butterfly or do you sting like a bee?
I sting like a bee. Yeah.
All right, question number two. Let's see if you can get this one right. This one's about a TV show, Anthony. This TV show first aired on Fox in 2016. Then it was picked up by Netflix in 2019. It's a story about the devil abandoning hell to move to Los Angeles. The name of the show is a synonym for the word devil. What is the name of the show?
I have no idea.
Lucifer.
Oh, Lucifer. That's right. That show's actually supposed to be really good.
I've never seen that one.
I've never watched that show either, to be honest with you. That's why I said the synonym for the word devil. But what a cool concept. The devil's like, I'm out of here, hell. Where am I going to go? Los Angeles. That's a clock.
The next closest thing
to home. So weird. All right, question number three, Anthony. Let's see if you can get this one right. In 2009, John Legend was all over the pop charts with this song. Give me the blank light. Give me just one night. I'm ready to go right. Oh, that was my jam.
He's
anyway.
Getting in now.
All right, Anthony, what kind of light was John Legend singing about? A blank light. Which one?
A green light?
Yeah. Anthony in Mundelein. Anthony in Mundelein, did you ever go to like any day camps, any sports camps during the summer when you were younger?
I went to a basketball camp.
Okay. Did you feel like it helped you out? Because I think there's a lot of parents out there whose children are asking them, hey, I want to go to a basketball camp. And the parents are like,
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It does. Did
it
you
definitely
do
helps you. You get to meet new people and stuff, you know?
Yeah, you learn about it. I went to a couple of basketball camps. I played basketball at Lane Tech. And I just remember going to like my freshman tryout. And no one could make a left-hand layup. That was like pretty much why I made the basketball team at Lane Tech.
All thanks to your summer camp?
Literally, they were like, all right, everybody form two lines, like 800 kids. Everybody form two lines. See if you can make a left-handed layup. And then, like, if you did and you looked like you could play, they just put you to the side and then you made the first cut.
Meanwhile, Gabe watches everybody miss.
He's like,
now, Anthony, the problem was I couldn't make a right-handed layup. That was the problem.
That's not what they were asking for.
Anthony, thanks for playing, guys. All right, some new law changes in Chicago. We're going to tell you about them at 6:36. B96. Oh, man, jump around. It's 2021. How about that?
Just wake up and do it.
2021.
I know. I really thought that it would be like Jetsons, like flying around. By the time we got here, I didn't really think it would be what it is.
Okay, okay, I'm about to tell you the seven new laws that take effect in Chicago in 2021. Definitely some things you're going to want to look out for. But before I do that, Nina, obviously Jetsons, that's what we jokingly thought.
Yeah, like
but what's really something you thought would be popping in 2021?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah. I don't know, like the little hovercraft things.
Okay. Yeah, like a hover skateboard for sure.
Yeah.
What you thinking over there, telephone tone? Robots?
There are robots. Robots scare me. Like your butterflies, that's robots for me. Other than the little Roombas that are rolling around in your house, I can handle those.
Those robots that deliver food are pretty creepy. The ones that like are on the streets, you know what I'm saying?
The drones.
And the ones that are in your hotel rooms. I guess I thought maybe like hologram video conferencing would be a thing.
Oh, you
like
know
like your
what?
Face, like you put your phone down and then you could do something with your phone, like dee, 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 and then like, or your wristwatch.
Yeah.
Like you click your wristwatch and then like your person's face pops up.
Can you
like,
imagine? Something would be so different.
That's going to happen soon, right? Because you got Bitmojis already. They already know what your face looks like. Well, and I'm sure they can turn, and they already got holograms.
They have holograms.
So if you have a hologram and a Bitmoji, you can turn them together.
Man, long distance relationships would change forever.
Could you imagine you're like kissing the air? Anyway, all right. seven new laws that take effect in Chicago in 2021. Here's number one, minimum wage, Nina.
Okay.
On July 1st, 2021, Chicago's minimum wage will increase to $15 an hour. So if you're making minimum wage, and this is specifically for my college students.
Yeah.
I remember when I went to SIU first, I was making like, I don't know, minimum wage, but I just remember thinking to myself, damn, if minimum wage was $15 an hour.
I remember like minimum wage, wasn't it like five something at one point? I'm pretty sure I made like $5.25 an hour. I swear I did.
No, I made like $9.
I sure didn't.
Oh, because you were probably in like Seattle or something like that.
I was in Seattle.
Yeah, so they're broke over there. All right. So $15 an hour minimum wage and $14.50 an hour for businesses that have 20 or fewer employees. But that comes into effect July 1st. Shared housing. This one's actually really cool. We hate Airbnb here in Chicago. People hate it. But starting April 1st, you actually have to sign up with Business Affairs and Consumer Protection and pay a $125 registration fee. Look, cell phone sounds clapping.
So wait, does that just like mean it's like verified or something?
No. It means the city wants to get paid. We are Chicago. We will rob you of everything.
Okay.
We want all your money. And if you're going to be Airbnb, you're not going to Airbnb without us getting a cut.
Oh, so Chicago's getting some.
Absolutely. And then when we ask, where's the money going? No one knows. No one knows. But yeah.
But you're going to get it.
That starts April 1st. So if you're doing Airbnb, do it now. Accessory dwelling unit legalization. Now, this one is actually really cool. Do you guys have coach houses in Seattle?
In some places. Yeah. It's not super common.
So in Chicago, it's been illegal for decades to have an actual coach house in the back of your house. But starting May 1st, accessory dwelling units will be legalized in five areas around the city. And the reason that they're doing it is because they want to increase the amount of affordable housing units that are available in the city. And so if I live on the west side, if I were to build a coach house in the back, I could rent it out. But obviously I'm not renting it out for $15, $2,000. It'd be for like $800, $900.
And then Whitney gets older and she says, Daddy, that's mine.
I'm like, what do you think you are, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? I don't think so. Business relief extensions. This one's good for you guys driving in the car. Vehicle fuel tax. To fill up a 12-gallon gas tank, motorists will see an increase of roughly 36 cents. That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Parking meter rates. Every parking meter around the city of Chicago that is $2 an hour is going to go up to $2.25 an hour.
Mm.
And then you say to yourself, is the city getting any of that? No.
So then where is it going?
Some Chinese billionaire corporation owns it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They paid Chicago to run their meter things. That's crazy. I can't believe we did that. And then last but not least, the speed limit. You know how they've been giving you like little letters in the mail if you've been going 6 to 10 miles over the speed limit? Well, starting on March 1st, they're back at it again. Anyone driving 6 to 10 miles an hour over the speed limit in a camera zone is going to get a ticket.
6 to 10? I thought 10 was like the grace.
No, that's on the expressway.
Oh, okay.
Here in Chicago, again.
Don't have a car. I'll just
they
be quiet.
Want all of your money.
Understood.
Oh, you got a car? It must mean you got money. We want it. But if you drive 11 miles an hour or more over the speed limit, you'll be fined 100.
Slow down.
Go fast. The pandemic has pretty much ruined everyone's life in one way or another, even if you're making money. You know what I mean? Like, there's people that are like, got cryptocurrencies making money, but it's like, it's ruining everything else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What would you say is the biggest, like, hiccup or hump or bump in the road during the pandemic for you?
Traveling. Not being able to see my family. God. Honestly, most of the time, this is totally doable, not living in the same city as my family and friends, you know, just as long as you can hop on a plane. But then I wasn't really going to go off on this tangent.
But the thing
that's really driving me crazy, and I told Gabe this when I came back from, you know, on Monday, after, you know, spending a lot of time looking at my story, and I'm not trying to take away from people's enjoyment and the ones that were brave enough to get on planes and they're fine and they're healthy. I know. But everybody that I saw out there in Tulum, all of you that went to Tulum having the best time of your lives, I'm sitting here and I'm happy you're happy, but at the same time, I'm mad.
Yeah, I'm telling Nina, I said,
I was like, what the hell?
I feel like, you know, everyone was going to Greece and now all of a sudden everyone's going to Tulum, that's in Mexico. And I'm just like, I don't know. It's the whole iPhone thing. It's like, all you followers, it's like, why would you want to go to Tulum? Everybody's going there.
That's my point. Everybody's there.
No. But yesterday you were like, I want to go to Tulum.
I do. I mean, I do. Of course I want to travel and I want to do all of those things. I've been erring on the side of extra caution this entire time. That's just how I am.
Well, Nina, I got good news for you.
Let's do it. I want some news.
A professor in Yale who is making a bold prediction about post-COVID-19 life.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Even worse.
Oh. I'm sure it's a great prediction.
My God, are you serious?
Another thing's not working in here today.
Guys, you don't even want. Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I'm playing a song. I'm not.
Okay.
Okay, listen, just know this, guys. When you guys go to work and things don't go right, you're not the only ones.
No.
It's like in radio, live radio, this is the same thing. Uh-huh. So I'm going to play this song, try to figure out what the hell's going on. Whatever, bro. Anyway.
And then wake up boars and stuff.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have a post-pandemic period that in some ways I think will resemble the roaring 20s of a century ago. The fact that people are saving money, the fact that people are avoiding social interactions, all of these will now reverse.
So after the, you know, big recession back in the 30s, back when the flu pandemic took place, and in 1918, after that, the roaring 20s was a time when people kind of just broke out of the shell, and that's when you always hear about the big dancing, the big party.
The flappers, all those really cute dresses. Oh my gosh, can we wear those outfits again?
So these are the three things that this Yale professor says are going to be spewing out of American culture.
What we're going to see beginning in the 2024 approximately is that people will relentlessly seek out social opportunities. They will go to nightclubs and restaurants and sporting events and concerts. We might see some increase in sexual licentiousness and people seeking out sexual opportunities. I mean, people will have been cooped up for a very long time.
Listen, I'm telling you right
now,
we're
going to go crazy.
When I go pick up food and there's like a girl in there, the way she looks at me, I'm like, have you not seen a man in a very long time? And then the way I look at her, I'm like, I got a girl, but I talk to a lot of my friends and they say that, man. They're like,
it's
dude,
true.
when the people get let back out into the wild, like the hormones are going to be going crazy.
I believe it.
It's going to be tons of babies.
I know it.
But the good news is that somebody smart from Yale said that when this thing's over, the world is going to turn up to the max.
I don't hate it.
Jennifer in Hinsdale, are you looking forward to that big turn up when this pandemic is over?
I am, Dave. I can't wait. I've actually heard I know people that have been saying that, like the Roaring 20s are coming back
Listen,
in a big way.
Well, I'll make sure to get my illegal liquor thing going
in my basement. Ready to go.
I can get a head start on that. All right, Jennifer in Hinsdale is our Wake Up Wars queen. She's won 2 days in a row. And if she wins today, then she's going to go ahead and get herself some breakfast. So, Jennifer, I'm going to put you on hold, see if we can get your breakfast blocker, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang tight. She says she hasn't thought about breakfast because she hasn't won yet.
Right. She doesn't want to jinx herself.
But your job is to go ahead and block her. All right. So if you've been listening to Wake Up Wars, you feel like you can get all three right, or if you feel like you can be that breakfast blocker, now's the time to call in. Okay. 877-591-9696. We've got Wake Up Wars on the way. Also, the Baby Daddy check-in is next on B96. B96, we are Gabe and Nina. It is time for the Baby Daddy check-in, weekdays 7:05 and 9:05 a.m. You get two dad jokes and a baby update. The first one is a math joke.
Okay, here we go. Numbers.
Guys, you know I love my math jokes.
Okay.
Now, Nina, did you know that 10 plus 10 and 11 plus 11 are the same?
How?
Because 10 plus 10 equals 20,
uh-huh.
And 11 plus 11 equals 22.
Okay. He's so
Let's
excited.
Go, math jokes. Math jokes. One of us got to be smart in this damn thing. All right. The baby daddy check-in is that my daughter is now doing real poops.
Okay. So it's not just like cute poops anymore that smells like popcorn?
No, they still smell like popcorn. But it's like not like, you know, blah, mush. It's like a poop.
Solid.
Like a poop.
Oh, wow.
So here's the thing, though.
What?
My poor little baby. It hurts a little butt. Because imagine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was crazy because over the holiday break, Nicole's freaking out. The baby's crying. We don't know. New parents don't know what to do. And then I think to myself, what do I do when I have something that's going to hurt me?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, babe, stand her up. So she stands up the baby. The baby's still crying. And then I take my index finger and my thumb. And then I squeeze her little booty cheek together.
Uh-huh.
So that way, it doesn't hurt her. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I squeeze her butt cheeks together so that the poop can just come straight out instead of, like, lack of better words, like, you know, ripping your butt or something like that. You know, we know. Guys, we all...
Okay, yeah.
So, you had to do that. And then it did. It came out, and she was happy, and I was crying. I was like, oh, gosh. Never in my life did I ever think I'd be squeezing somebody's, guys. Never did I think I'd be squeezing somebody's booty cheeks to help them relieve themselves.
I think the part that's the funniest to me is that
picturing me squeezing my daughter's booty cheeks.
Because you're a fixer. You usually have solutions to problems. And so I just am picturing you sitting there with your baby crying, going, I know what I'm going to do. Yeah. Light bulb, I'm going to squeeze her booty.
Her muscles are hurting her. Let me squeeze them together to not tense it up. Anyway, point is, daughter's in the game. And you got to do little things like that to help yourself
sweet
out.
Whitney.
All right, second dad joke, guys. So yesterday, the odd thing, I've been having like dandruff issues.
Uh-huh.
So I bought coconut shampoo. But when I got home, I realized I don't even have a coconut. I bought coconut shampoo. Anyway,
don't wash the coconut.
Anyway. All right, guys. Coming up next, Jennifer in Hinsdale is going to try her shot at winning her third Wake Up Wars in a row. And if she does, she's going to get some breakfast. So we need our breakfast blocker right now. If you want to beat Jennifer and Hinsdale in Wake Up Wars, now is the time to call in. Okay. 877-591-9696. Wake Up Wars is next on B96.
Wake Up Wars. Team Gabe against Team Nina. Right now on B96.
This time, it's war.
Oh, and what a war it will be. Let's go ahead and introduce our person that is trying to be the breakfast blocker today, Corey in St. Joseph. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
And the reason you are a blocker is for something very specific.
Because Jennifer has been the queen for two mornings in a row.
There is a reason?
Yes, because if Jennifer wins today, she gets her breakfast. Are you ready to do this, Jennifer?
Jennifer?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Hey, I'm here.
Okay, good. Ooh, okay. You scared me there.
She's ready.
I'm ready.
Jennifer, I was happy. I was like, no breakfast for Jennifer. This is great. All right, Jennifer, you're going to get to decide who goes first today.
So who's it going to be?
I'd like to go first.
Okay, great. Corey, hang on a second, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, great. Here we go, Jennifer. You're about to get that female-centered question, male-centered question, and the Chicagoland question. You know, whoever gets the most right today will win, and if you do, you get your breakfast. Here's your first question. Can you finish this infamous quote from Coco Chanel? It speaks to a lot of people and is totally caption worthy. It goes, a woman who cuts her hair is about to...
Okay, I'm ready.
A woman who cuts her hair is about to...
Ask her one more time.
Okay. Can you finish this infamous quote from Coco Chanel? It speaks to a lot of people and is totally caption worthy. It goes, a woman who cuts her hair is about to... Is about to do what, Jennifer?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Okay.
It's okay. We'll learn something new today.
When you hear it, you'll know. Okay, here's the next one, Jennifer. A preacher bench is a staple in most gyms across the country. But when you sit down to use a preacher bench, what muscle are you working?
Your abs.
I see pancakes leaving your plate.
I see
eggs falling off the table.
These may be just hard today. Okay, Jennifer, let's see if you get this Chicagoland question. 2021 will make 10 years that Ryan Shiverini and Val Warner have been hosting Windy City Live. It took over Oprah Winfrey's time slot when she retired. But what TV station airs Windy City Live?
WLS, ABC.
Okay, good job, Jennifer.
Jennifer, it's kind of like when you're naming the expressways. Some people don't know the actual names of them. They know the numbers. So when you were like WLS, I was like, I don't know.
Like,
all right, hang on one second, Jennifer. Let's go ahead and talk to Corey, our breakfast blocker. Corey, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Okay, so Jennifer, our queen, got one question correct today. So you can be the breakfast blocker if you get more than that. All right, here's your first female-centered question. Can you finish this infamous quote from Coco Chanel? It speaks to a lot of people and is totally caption worthy. It goes, a woman who cuts her hair is about to blank. Fill in the blank. A woman that cuts her hair is about to do what?
Strive.
Ooh, Nina says no.
No.
Nina says no. All right, question number two. A preacher bench is a staple in most gyms across the country, but when you sit down to use a preacher bench, what muscles are you working?
Your quads.
Oh, all right. I thought you'd be able to get more than one. Okay, here we go. For the tie, your Chicagoland question. 2021 will make 10 years that Ryan Shiverini and Val Warner have been hosting Windy City Live. It took over for Oprah Winfrey's time slot when she retired. But what station airs Windy City Live? What TV station?
Is it CBS?
Wow. Wow. I guess these were hard today.
Okay, hang on 1 second. I'm going to play a joke on Jennifer. Jennifer?
Yes.
She heard it already.
Did I win?
You know...
The suspense is killing you. All right, Jennifer, fine. You can have pancakes. You can have eggs. You can have bacon, whatever you want. Congratulations, Jennifer. You won Wake Up Wars today.
The questions were hard today, guys.
I know.
I can't believe it.
Of course. Question number one, Nina. Let's give them the answer since they only got one right.
Okay. A woman who cuts her hair is about to change her life. But I would have accepted change.
Okay. Question number two, a preacher bench is used when you're doing a preacher curl, which is working on your biceps.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
And then Windy City Live airs on ABC.
Hey, Corey, St. Joseph, you know what, though? We appreciate you calling up and hanging out with us this morning.
Much.
All right. Have a great one.
You too.
Love it.
Okay.
Jennifer Hinsdale.
Thanks, guys.
Jennifer, you have a spot in Hinsdale that you like to grab breakfast at?
Yeah, I would like to go to Pages. It's a small, family-owned, independent little breakfast spot. Very popular. I'd like to support them during the pandemic.
I love that.
That's so sweet. You said it's called Cages?
Pages?
Pages. P-A-G-E-S.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Look at that.
Great.
Shout out to them.
If you're ever in Hinsdale, stop there. It's old school diner. It's been around forever.
Okay. We gave them enough love.
I was like, listening, what else? Because I'm hungry.
All right. Well, Jennifer, congratulations. Thanks for hanging out with us for the last 3 days. We appreciate that. And you know what? We hope you enjoy your breakfast and hope that you continue to have a fantastic 2021.
You're still a queen, Jennifer.
Oh, thanks, guys. No problem. Thank you so much.
All right, hang on 1 second for us.
Oh, and just like that, Jennifer takes our money.
My New Year's resolution in 2021 was to save money.
Uh-huh.
It's impossible if people were winning 3 in a row.
I know. Jennifer was too smart.
Okay. Well, the good news is this, guys. You have an opportunity to win breakfast tomorrow. Two new contestants will get you at 6:55 right here on Chicago's new hit music, B96. B96, Chicago's new hit music. All right, this one lady did something that you probably have a fear of. You know, you're hungry, you're starving, you order DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, whatever that might be. And then, all of a sudden, your person takes your food back. But why?
I need to speak to you. I don't think you realize where the food you ordered is coming from. I don't think you realize the distance, because then you would never have given what you gave. You can come and see face-to-face. I drove 40 minutes. From the restaurant that you ordered from. Do you realize you ordered from Carmack and you're in Smithtown?
That's a 15, 20-minute drive.
It's not. You need to try to drive it. I just drove it. It's 40 minutes. It's 12 and a half miles.
Okay. If you didn't know, it was just her. She comes with the thing. She hits the Ring doorbell and she says, you need to come down here and meet me face to face because you only gave me an $8 tip and I just drove 40 minutes. Now, the bill was $42.
Okay.
So typically a 20% tip, you know, you round down or up, you're at $40, that's $8. But then she's like, you need to come down here because this is not enough. I drove 40 minutes. Now listen to the next part of this conversation.
Okay.
So I think you need to adjust your tip to make it right.
How much is the tip?
You gave an $8 tip.
What the hell are you looking for? I gave an
$8. Okay, I'm going to bring the food back. Okay.
$8. That's a lot. 40 minutes it took her to get her.
Okay, guys.
Wow.
So she took the food back. Yeah. 40 minutes away. So that's what she said she drove.
Right.
She took the food back because the guy wouldn't increase his tip. Now again, the bill was $42. But what does she want the tip to be?
I don't know, but isn't that also something that you just know that happens when you drive? Like you're going a long way?
I don't know.
I don't either.
So my question to you is, was she wrong for returning the food? Or did she deserve a bigger tip for the 40-minute commute? 877-591-9696. Was she wrong for returning the food? Or did she deserve a bigger tip for driving the 40 minutes? The lines are open right now. Nina, what do you think initially?
I feel like she's wrong for taking the food back.
I'm actually very surprised that she had such a confrontation. Now, if the guy was hearing her out and was maybe just like feeling empathetic to her story, I could see where he might be like, okay, I'll throw you a couple extra bucks, but right. It's not going to be like a $25 tip.
That's why I said, I'm like, what did she want the tip to be?
So it would be like maybe
$15 double?
Even if it's an increase in like a couple dollars, is it still worth it?
That fight? That sounds like some super privileged, like baby cry millennial type thing. Like, you didn't tip me enough. Be grateful you got a tip. That's part of the job.
It's either that or like she was having the worst day ever and she's like, you know what? You're about to get my wrath.
That's unreal. $42 bill. He gave her an $8 tip and she said it wasn't enough to the point where she took back the food. That is crazy.
You think she's wrong?
100%. Yeah. But see, the difference between me and, oh boy, I would have went downstairs.
Give me my food.
I would have snatched the food out of her hand. Like, what? You better give me the damn food. But I'm just thinking like, $8, 20%. I mean, I don't know. I guess, and I would have, you know what? No, Nina, I take that back.
Okay.
That's me being silly. I really would have went downstairs and I would have asked her this question that I'm asking you guys. What did you want the tip to be?
Right.
I just gave you 20%. What would made you feel better? And then if you would have been like $2 more, really?
Then,
you're fighting me? Exactly.
Then
you're fighting
me.
All right. 877-591-9696. Was she wrong for returning the food? Or did she deserve a bigger tip because she drove 40 minutes out of her way? We'll take your calls next. 877-591-9696. Fred Gurney, was she wrong for taking the food back?
Yes. Professionally, yes, she was wrong for taking the food back. She accepted the contract to deliver it for a certain price. She had an obligation to fulfill that contract. Now, on the other side, she's an independent contractor. She just drove 12 miles in her own car. The IRS deducts 60 cents per mile. It cost her $7.20 to drive those 12 miles. That's the thing. 20% on a regular tip, your 20% for a waiter, waitress, but now this person is using their own personal car, their own gas, all these extra expenses that your standard waiter and waitress doesn't have.
Okay, well, I posed the question in the beginning. What did she want the tip to be? So let me ask you that. What should the tip have been?
As a general rule of thumb, I look to get about $1 a mile. So 12 miles, 12 bucks.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know that rule. So
I didn't either.
Good to hear that. Okay, Fred, I appreciate that. Thanks for the call. Are you a driver like that?
Yeah. So pre-pandemic, I was a photo booth operator, but can't do any of that.
Yeah.
So I had to shut my photo booth down. I drive for all the delivery apps, Grubhub, Uber, DoorDash, Roadie, give them all ticker people well. Make sure they wear a mask. They don't wear a mask before.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Mary Lockport, what do you think about this situation? She gets to his house. It's a $42 bill. The guy tips her $8 and she starts going crazy on his Ring doorbell saying, you need to adjust your tip. Was she wrong for returning the food or did she deserve a bigger tip?
I think she was wrong. And, you know, some people, we didn't know that information that they just gave you. Some people are unaware of that and they seem like they were unaware on what tip they needed to give. So sometimes when you order something, because I actually own a restaurant, and we won't send our drivers out, and sometimes they'll be like, no, that's too far. We'll let them know, you know, they're coming a little bit further, you're going to have to tip a little bit more.
Well,
fair. That's
fair, too, just to let people know. But you're right, Mary. Like, I had zero idea.
Because
there's an option to put the percentage of the tip at the bottom of any of your apps. And so if you just have it automatically doing that, 20%. You're not thinking.
You're doing $8. And I guess, obviously, Mary, you have the luxury because you're on your own restaurant to actually have that personal interaction with people. And you know what? This is also a good reminder, Mary, now that you're on the phone. People should, if you're going to order delivery, call the actual restaurant first. Don't use your app.
Right.
Call the restaurant first. See if they deliver. They have delivery drivers because they make more money when you call them directly than if you use your Grubhub or Uber Eats apps. Right, Mary?
Yeah, and you know, I don't understand that. I don't understand why you want to pay so much more money. Is it because you don't want to talk to somebody?
Yes, that's literally the reason. Most people don't want any interaction whatsoever. They want to just type on their phone.
Yeah.
And then they want their food to show up. But I also think a lot of people, Mary, to the point that we're making right here, is they don't know that restaurants save money when you call them directly to have them deliver your food. I didn't know this.
I didn't either, because you just pick up your app because it's convenience. You're like, ooh, I feel like Thai food today. And you start scrolling through all these places, and then you pick because of convenience. But if you're really trying to make a difference, thank you for that point, though.
Yeah, so my point, again, is if you're going to do, like Nina said, search for your favorite Thai place, then actually call them first. Mm-hmm. Get out of the app. Go call them. Help them out during the pandemic especially. Thanks for the call, Mary. All right, last one, Zach on the north side. All right, you think she deserves more money. Why?
So just think about it logically. If it took her 40 minutes to get there, it's going to take her 40 minutes to go back. That's 80 minutes. Minimum wage, you know, is what, $15 an hour now?
Yeah, but he didn't send her back. That was her choice. That's 40 minutes of her own time.
Yeah.
The first 40 minutes is the one we're really worried about.
Yeah, but as a customer, she's saying, put your feet in my shoe, put your shoes in my feet.
Yeah.
You're paying me only $8. It's gonna be I'm getting paid less than minimum wage.
Yeah, it sounds like, Nina, to me that it's like, you know, when couples argue about like the toilet paper, but it's not about the toilet paper. It's about something that happened a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in this situation, she made the $8 and she's not really upset at Buddy. She's mad that she's only making $8 for that hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's probably happened 4 times, and now she's upset at dude.
And he's going to get the wrath.
But I got to be honest, and this is just my own personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he said it only took 15 minutes. He's like, that's 15 minutes away, not 40. But I don't know. I just can't see myself tipping like $15 for a $30 meal.
No, I can't either.
I'd like go in my car and just get it myself.
But then also, like, you don't know, because when you look at the app and it tells you it's going to come in like 20 to 25 minutes,
yeah.
But you just figure that's food preparation, other drop-offs, because you're usually not the only one getting the drop-off.
Damn, but you took back the food, though?
Did she keep the food, though?
I would have ate it.
You're going to take the food. Why are you going to drive 40 minutes? I'm hungry now.
Watch me in the ring. B96, it is time for Guess Your Gig. Raven on the South Side. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Raven. My first question to you is, have you ever had to change a diaper at your job?
No.
Mm. Okay. Raven, do you have a strong sense of smell?
No.
Okay, Raven, you are the broom bristle assembler on the line of assemblies things. No? Okay. No? Okay.
No.
Okay. Raven, I think you make the dough at a bakery.
Mm. No?
Unfortunately, not yet.
Okay, but we're close, right?
Okay, she just makes the dough. What do you do for a living, Raven?
I'm an EKG monitor tech, but I am in school to be a pastry chef.
Oh.
Basically the same thing,
and
Raven.
I'm pretty sure that I was kind of right too, Raven. Okay. See you later. Gotta go.
We told you accuracy.
Shweta, good morning.
Good morning.
I already know where you're going.
Okay.
Does your job involve cleanliness?
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. Shweta, do you type a lot at your job?
Yeah.
Interesting. Cleanliness and typing a lot. Mm-hmm. You are the head janitor at Google.
No.
Okay, Shweta, do you work in a chemist lab?
No.
What do you do for a living, Shweta?
I'm a pediatrician.
Damn it.
Oh, okay.
I asked the wrong question to the wrong person.
There's a lab. Right?
No.
Oh, all right. Fine.
The kids are not made in school. Shweta,
I don't know.
Thanks for listening to us. Happy New Year.
I'm going to go back to school.
All right. Last one. Let's go to Sydney and Gurney. Good morning, Sydney.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Okay. Does your job involve wearing a helmet?
No.
Okay.
Okay. This is also about your clothes. Sydney, do you get to wear sneakers to work?
Yes.
Sneakers to work, no helmet. Oh, you're a basketball player. No. Okay, Nina.
Okay, Sydney, you work at Nike Town.
No.
What do you do for a living, Sydney?
I'm a nanny.
I love it.
Fun.
So you're preparing for NBA players.
Exactly.
Something you're playing like that.
Yeah, exactly.
How long you been a nanny for, Sydney?
Well, before this, I worked at a daycare center before the pandemic hit. So about 7 months I've been nannying for the family.
I love it. Well, let me tell you something before we let you get up out of here. I want to say something to all the nannies out here. My girl, Nicole, let me know that nannies actually have the hardest job in the world. And I thought to myself, hey, what are you talking about? They're taking care of little kids all day.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, they are responsible for taking care of people's most prized possession.
That's true.
The most valuable, most lovable, loved thing in people's lives.
Yeah.
They are taking care of, and Nicole's like, I could never be a nanny because I would freak out and have anxiety attacks every day, like being so worried about taking care of people's kids.
Well, now that you put it that way,
I've been a nanny a bunch of times, and I didn't think like
Nina,
that.
I literally, Sydney, Nina, I look at my girl, and I go, damn, babe, you're dark. I never thought of that before. And I'm older. And I was like, I never. She's like, yeah. Oh, my God, it freaks me out. Do you think about it like that, Sydney?
No, I mean, yeah.
He's a good liar, and she's used to being lied to.
Hey!
The Lie Detectors on B96.
So what do you do when someone you're dating could potentially be lying about their name? Well, we're about to find out. It's Gabe and Nina. Time for Lie Detectors and trying to figure out if somebody's lying to them is Christian. Christian, good morning.
What's going on, man? Good morning.
All right, Christian, who do you think is lying to you?
This girl I've been dating for a couple weeks now.
Okay.
Yeah, she, it's kind of weird. I went to her house for the first time, right? You know, we've been taking it a little slow, and I saw some mail on her, like, you know, on a table, and there was a different last name than what she originally told me.
Okay.
And it wasn't just on, like, some of the mail, it was on, like, all the mail. Her name was different on all the mail that she had. I don't know. That's a bit of a red flag for me, right?
So, wait, it was different. When you say different last name, so when you guys met and social media and all that good stuff, she had a different last name on there?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you approach her about it? I mean, what did she say?
So, I did. You just think about, it's a weird situation, right? You know, like, to just accuse somebody of lying or somebody, you know, deceitful.
Not really. If you see paperwork that says a different name, I'm going to be like, who is this?
I think it's a fair question. So what did she say when you did ask her?
She was just like, oh, this is my dad's last name. He abandoned us when I was a little kid. I don't really use that other than, like, official purposes, right? It's only for, like, official purposes that I use this last name. But I other than that, I don't use it for anything else. Not something
that
I go
seems
by.
Shady. Okay, that seems shady.
Does it? I feel like it could be kind of legit. I don't know. I mean, yeah. I don't know why that would be something you would lie about.
Christian, does she seem like a shady person? I mean, I know you said you've only been dating for a few weeks, but I mean, like, while you guys have been interacting, does she seem like she's a liar?
Not until then.
Okay,
so let's say she was lying about that. What would that mean to you?
I mean, you know, I've been in relationships where the girl was lying to me in the past, and starting off a relationship, not a good way to start a relationship.
That makes perfect sense to me, Christian. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever, Nina, been in a situation where someone lied about their name?
No. I used to lie about my name all the time.
Christian, maybe it's a girl thing, because I'm about to tell you about this one time.
Yeah.
I was dating this girl. Now that I say her name out loud, it makes sense that that was a fake name.
What did she say?
Her name was Sky Fontaine.
Oh, and she was always Sky Fontaine?
Always Sky Fontaine, until I found out that her name was really Alana. And then I was confused, because I was like, but I like Alana. She was from North Carolina. And she just wanted to have a dip. She's like, you know what? When I came to Chicago, I just wanted to be a different person. And I really liked the name Sky, so.
Did everybody call her Sky?
Yeah. All her friends, everybody.
That's so weird.
That's what she went by in life. Anyway, now I'm being triggered.
Now Christian's like, great. Apparently, this is a girl thing.
Well, listen, we actually have come up with a way to find out what her real last name is. But sit back, relax. When we come back, we are going to try to find out if Christian's new girl, Alyssa, has been lying about her last name. But why? Don't go anywhere. Lie Detectors is next on B96. He thinks she's lying about her last name. What could that possibly mean? She's a liar, pretty much. So we have Christian on the line, and it is time to see if we can get his girl, Alyssa, to admit the truth. Christian, you there?
I'm here.
All right, brother. Sit back, relax. Let Nina do her thing. Lie Detector starts now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Alyssa?
Yes.
Hi, Alyssa. My name is Christine. I'm with...
Hi,
you know, it's the beginning of the year and we're offering all kinds of specials and I wanted to know if I could tell you about some.
Sure.
Before I do that though, I just wanted to verify all of the names on the account right here. So I do have that you are Alyssa.
Yes.
Okay. And that's the only name that would be on this account?
Yes.
Okay. Just let me make a note really quick. I do see that there is an Alyssa here because there's multiple accounts.
No, just
okay. So it looks like we're all set here. Alyssa is the only name on this account.
This is weird. Who is this?
Alyssa. This is me. It's Christian.
Hi.
Yeah.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa.
This is not Comcast. This is B96 Chicago. We are Gabe and Nina.
Hi.
Super awkward phone call. Sorry. I know you were hoping for a hookup from the cable company.
They probably have one, though.
I'm sure they do. Just tell them you're going to cancel, and then they'll always... Anyway, we have your guy you've been dating, Christian, on the phone. And I know this is kind of weird, but the reason why we have you on the phone is because he said he found some paperwork at your house with a different last name. He heard your understanding, but you just said that you don't go by any other name. Hello?
Hello. Yeah, I go by...
So then...
That's funny. That's not what you told me.
Why did you give him a different name, Alyssa?
I already told you what it was. I go by a different last name because of some issues with my dad. Right, but it just doesn't feel right. I just have a bad feeling about this. I don't know. It's just,
But Alyssa, if that's the case, then how come when we were asking you about the cable and the names... That was the only name that you gave.
As opposed to, like, the aliases that you gave Christian.
Well, why don't you trust me? I already told you what it was, Christian. I mean, why are you doing this? I'm just trying to find out if I'm being lied.
Alyssa, I mean, let's just talk about it. What is it?
I already told you. I already told him what it was.
Okay.
You know what? You're just my boy toy anyway. I'm married.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm sorry, what?
So now, wait, are you really married or is that just like another blow off right now?
Are you
now?
Married to your dad? I'm confused.
Oh, my God.
We're just playing around. So things weren't going well in my marriage. So I don't know why you're like.
So confused right now. Wait a second. So, Christian, I thought you said you went over to her house. I thought you guys hung out at each other's house.
Well, no, it was just that one time. And that's when I saw her mail just at her house.
Not even serious.
All the other times at my house.
Okay.
You said he was too serious too quickly.
But Alyssa, dang. but you're married.
Yeah, I'm married. I can have fun if I want to. I mean, like, who are you guys to judge me?
Okay, you're right. We are nobody.
You should see my face right now. I guess so, and maybe I guess we learned a lesson.
Yeah.
Check the
people
mail.
Use fake names.
What?
Let me stop this song real quick. We need to talk about this a little bit.
Oh,
I need to stop.
I'm trying to process what we just heard.
We can't just play a song and be like, all right, we're out. <'Cause>, like, what? Okay. At first, I was like, why is she so dry? Why is she so like, yeah. But then when you get to the end and she's like, yeah, I'm married. I don't really... I almost feel like, I don't know about cougar status. I don't know. It's just confusing.
She has no feelings. It feels like she has no feelings. She's just out here.
You said you used names, but you weren't married.
I wasn't married. I used to give fake names all the time, though, just because it was, like, fun.
What was the name you would use?
I was always Destiny. I don't know why. I just thought that was my name, and I'd be, like, alter ego for the night. I was like, hi, I'm Destiny.
Oh, my God.
I'd, like, lie about what I do. And all that kind of stuff. One time I said I was the voice of a Disney character. Destiny, the voice of a Disney character.
Gosh.
People believe things, though.
Well, you know what? I guess we're learning here is that she is not the only person that uses fake names.
Well, that girl lied to you that you talked about earlier.
Sky Fontaine. I've used a fake name before. DeAndre.
When we're what? In what situation?
It's just so weird. I mean, the lines are open right now. Okay, I want you to call us up. Come join the fake name crew.
Yeah, let's do it.
Come join the fake name crew. What's your go-to fake name that you use when you're out there? I would use DeAndre because I had identity issues when I was younger. I went to a black and white school. Like, everything I did was black and white. So it was like, no Latinos anywhere. And I was like, yeah, I bet I could be a DeAndre. And I'm a light-skinned black dude. Whatever. Instant messenger days.
Right?
All right, 877-591-9696. When and if you did use a fake name, what was it? Was it Destiny?
Love it.
Was it DeAndre? Or maybe using a fake last name because you're married.
Oh, my God.
All right, call us up now. Gabe and Nina, B96. Girls can play, too. That's what we just learned. Maisie and Huntley, you just heard lie detectors. She said, hey, man, I'm married. You were just my boy toy. Why are you worried about my last name? Why are you putting me on the radio? I just want to have fun. But we learned that she's not the only person out there lying about their name, Maisie. Is Maisie your made-up name or is Maisie your real name?
Actually, Maisie's a nickname for my real name, but it's because I was named after my aunt who has the same name, like not Maisie, the first name. And so she goes by every other nickname, and so Maisie's an actual nickname for the other name.
Okay, but that's not the name that you lie about, though, right? That's just like what the actual name is?
No, that's not the name that I lie about. My mom actually lies about her name. When we get coffee.
Wait. Is your mom married and changing her last name?
Oh, my God.
No. So
when we get coffee, every time she says her actual name, like, every worker looks at her and, like, gives her a snarky look. So she uses the alias Kimmy. And everybody's like, okay, Kimmy.
So what's the initial name that people would look crazy at?
Doris.
Why would people look at that crazy?
I don't know. I guess it's just, like, an older name or something. But she's like, yeah, I'm Doris. And they're like, And so she's like, I'm Kimmy.
And then they're like, oh.
Kimmy.
Well, wow, her life changes as a transition. Kimmy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, I like your name, Maisie. I think
that's cute.
When I'm out and about, I might try to switch it up a little bit.
Not DeAndre anymore. He's going to be Maisie. All right, Laura in Cherville, what about you? What's the name that you give people?
I always tell people my name is Callie if I don't know them right away.
Okay, do you have trust issues or you just...
No, but, like, there's, like, creepy people out there. I mean, they don't need to know anything, like, unless I feel something's going to actually happen from it. You know, yeah. I could just be Callie, and then you can kind of, like, make up your own person.
I hear you. Callie, have you ever, Laura, have you ever, in the middle of telling somebody your name was Callie, switched it up and had to tell them your real name?
Yeah, I mean, I will. Like usually it'll be that same night. If, like, I click with somebody, then I'm like, hey, actually, my name's Laura. And then they'll be like, what? And I'm like, don't ask questions. Just go with it.
Like, I'd be like,
and they go with it.
You got too many personalities for me. It's a red flag. Hey, Laura, do me a favor. Hang on 1 second for me, okay?
That's so funny.
Holy moly.
You got to double check everybody's IDs now.
All right. Well, listen, I'm about to change my name right now.
Okay, let's do it.
It is going to go from Gabe to Gabriel.
Ooh.
You see what I did there? I'm like, Gabriel. Nah.
Different just character.
All right. We are about to play Sexy Spanish Talk. That's why I'm getting into a different character, okay? So we are looking for a contestant right now, preferably a non-Spanish speaker. Even if you're Latino and you don't speak Spanish, we'll take you, male or female. And the way this is going to work is I'm going to say something in Spanish, and you're simply going to tell me whether it is sexy or a New Year's resolution.
Ooh.
Sexy New Year's talk.
I like it.
877-591-9696. Let's get that contestant and we'll do Sexy Spanish Talk next on B96. Daphne Joliet, welcome to Sexy Spanish Talk.
Hi.
Have you heard this game before?
Yep.
Okay, you know the game, but today is a little different. It's Sexy New Year's Talk. I'm going to say something in Spanish and you're going to tell me whether or not what I'm saying is sexy or New Year's related. You ready?
Okay.
Aunque la gente dice que tengo un cara de locutor extraño, quiero publicar más videos en el internet.
Okay, Daphne, was that sexy or New Year's resolution talk?
I think New Year's resolution.
I realized that I wasn't sexy enough, right? I'm disappointed in myself, Daphne. I wish I would have said something sexy.
It still sounded sexy to me.
Do you know what I said, Daphne, if you took a guess?
I don't know what you said, but I... like, picked up a couple words.
Yeah, I said, even though people say I have a face for radio, this year I want to post more videos online.
Hey, that could be sexy, right, Daphne? What kind of videos are you posting?
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Google me. Hey, Daphne, Joliet, what are your New Year's goals?
I want to read 50 books this year.
50 books?
That's lofty, right?
A book a week.
Did you do that last year anywhere close?
No.
Are you reading Cliff Notes books or like actual?
Yeah.
actual books.
Books okay. On tape? I could do that.
I'm so glad we have smart people listening to us.
Me too. Yeah, it's inspiring.
Daphne, read them for me, okay? I'm going to do this together. Hey, Daphne, have a great one. Thanks for listening to us, okay?
You too.
I love the fact that she said goals instead of resolutions.
Yeah.
Resolutions sound so dated. Goals is goals.
Well, goals. I don't know why goals feels like more attainable than resolutions where it's like it has this different connotation to it.
I never had resolution in my spelling bee or my teacher never made me do definitions for that word. But goals, I know exactly what that is.
Your position matters when it comes to sleep. That is, if that's one of your goals for 2021, I'm about to tell you what position exactly is going to help you get that better night's sleep with Nina at 9:30. A little gem for the journey. And actually, the really interesting thing is if your goal is to get more sleep this year, a lot of people have made that one of their top resolutions for this year is just to sleep better.
That's a good one.
I know. So this may not be new to you, but actually it was a great reminder for me. Sleeping on your back. So you have to kind of train yourself to do that if that's not what your body necessarily wants to do. But unless you have sleep apnea or you snore, sleeping on your back is the healthiest for you. And side note, for wrinkles, just as a reminder there too. But the next best thing, if you don't want to sleep on your back, is on your side. Now, this also is another funny tip, too. So if you live in a house with a bunch of other people, or if you share, you know, a space with someone else, one of the other tips they were saying is to inspire other people in your house to prioritize sleep, too. So however you're going to do that, be like, hey, babe, let's do this together. We're going to sleep better in 2021.
I wish I could tell Whitney that. hey, Whitney.
Yeah.
It's 2 a.m. You should value sleep more.
I just thought it was so funny. It's encouraged other people around you to sleep. So what are you doing today? Taking a nap.
I like it.
That's your gem for the journey. Weekdays, we give you a little something to make your life easier.
Do you sleep on your back?
Yeah, I usually do. But over the break, I was sleeping on my stomach. Passed out. You know what goes really great with that podcast? A steak.
I thought you were going to say a glass of wine.
Always wine.
Always steak and wine.
Unless you're a vegan, then you can have a Beyond Burger.
Wait, from Sarpino's.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
My commercials don't play in the podcast.
We
either
appreciate
way,
you.
We hope you enjoy the podcast. Keep listening, guys.
We'll meet you live weekday mornings on B96. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.